Hey there, come on in and make yourself at home. You know who I am. I'm Gary Zimek, and I'm going to be here for the next 15 minutes as we continue our journey headed toward total consecration to Jesus through Mary. Today is Saturday. We've got a 15-minute program today, and tomorrow we're going to have to cut short our meditation. We have a little bit less time on the weekends, so I'm going to have to get right to it. Today is, if you look at the big picture, 33-day preparation, today is day 14. So you know what's amazing? And I've heard from so many people, and I'm grateful for you writing in, letting me know what you think of the program this year. I'm getting a lot of good comments, and I'm glad you're enjoying it. It was, to be honest with you, a bit of a leap of faith this year when I got this idea that we should go with the best of the best. In other words, not use any particular book. But I think what it's done, I know it's done it for me and for many of the people like you who are going through this, it's kind of invigorated us a little bit. It shook us and moved us out of our comfort zone. Many of us know Father Michael Gately's book, 33 Days to Morning Glory. You know what's coming next. You know what he's going to say because you heard it all before. Well, this time, I'm hitting you with a different kind of message each day. Now, let me tell you, today, this one's going to hurt a little bit, but that's why we're doing this. We're not here to make ourselves feel good. I mean, I know that sounds painful, but really, we're looking at trying to get an honest picture of ourselves because we want to understand what total consecration is all about and why it is that we need total consecration. Today, I'm going to be looking at a message from Father Helmutz Libidus. I mean, this guy, let me tell you something, this book is a tough book. I don't use too much from this book. He's got a book called St. Louis de Montfort's True Devotion, Consecration to Mary, and he even extends it beyond 33 days. So this is an incredibly, it's a detailed, somewhat painful version of preparation, but I think he makes some good points. So today we're going to look at the idea of we may be sinners, but we're going to be held to a higher standard than somebody who doesn't know what we know. See what I mean? It's going to be a little painful. Again, you need to hear that message. We all need to hear that message as we continue to move toward total consecration to Jesus through Mary. Today and tomorrow, we will do the 15-minute programs. I want to let you know, if you do have any questions, please shoot me an email at gary@followingthetruth.com. That's my email address. It's been a bit of a busy week. I was involved in a radiothon at Holy Spirit Radio in Philadelphia, so I'm a little behind on my emails. I've been running around. I am home now. I'm going to be home for the next several weeks. So we're going to get this in gear again. I will get to your emails. Just give me a little bit of time, and thank you for your patience. Also, I want to thank you for your extra contributions that you've been making by going to my website, followingthetruth.com, and clicking on donate. You've been helping me out. Thank you for your Amazon purchase that you're making from my website using the link on my website, as well as your Mystic Monk coffee purchases. All of these things help me to continue with my full-time ministry. I'm grateful for that. I want you to know I come to you and I ask you for some things. I ask you for your financial support. Therefore, I want you to know I'm very appreciative when you come through, as you have and continue to do so many times in the past, and right now, I know you're coming through for me. Okay, ready to pray? Let's go. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful, and enkindle in them the fire of your love. Lord, send forth your Spirit, and you will renew the face of the earth. O God, who instructs the hearts of your faithful with the light of your Holy Spirit, make us responsive to his inspirations, so that we may be truly wise and ever rejoice in his consolations. Through Christ our Lord, amen. Our Lady Queen of Peace, pray for us. Good Saint Joseph, pray for us. Saint Louis de Montfort, pray for us. Saint Robert Bellarmine, whose feast day we celebrate today, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Well, thank you for tuning in. In the event that you are a new listener, I want to welcome you. My name is Gary Zimek, and right now we are doing a 33-day preparation for total consecration to Jesus through Mary. We're doing this on my regular show. If you're a new listener, I have to tell you I have a regular show every Monday through Friday on Blog Talk Radio. It's a 30-minute program. But when we do total consecration, which we do once each year, beginning on September the 4th of each year, I preempt my regularly scheduled themes, and we focus on preparing for total consecration. We also add a Saturday and a Sunday show, and that's what we're doing now. We do a 15-minute show over the weekends. If you are new and you want to just get in, get on board with the total consecration, you really can do that. So if you feel you're okay to do that, go ahead. If you're, you know, I don't want to discourage you. If you're just tuning in and you think, well, I have to listen to all the shows, yeah, if you can listen to some of the older shows, do it. But if you're starting now, hang in there, and we'll make that decision when we get to total consecration time. I don't want to discourage you if you're just listening now and you just found the program. So today, we're in day two of our look at ourselves, looking at ourselves, our sinfulness, how we really are. That's a challenging mission, but that's what we're going to do. And here's the meditation for today. And again, I warn you, you got to fasten your seatbelts for this one. It's a little bit painful. Catholic sinners are worse than pagan sinners. All right? You know, a lot of us, we start to feel good about ourselves. And look, I'm not trying to cut anybody down. I'm not trying to make you feel bad about yourself. But I want to make sure that your ego doesn't run away with you. This is a problem that I have. It's a problem we all can have. We have to look at ourselves realistically, the way God sees us. Okay. And Father Libidus, and again, this is he writes in a pretty challenging way. He talks about that a soul in the state of mortal sin is, in the eyes of God and his angels, a very ugly being. Yet, how much worse is the mortal sin of a Catholic? We sometimes call ourselves great sinners, but have we realized what an abomination a Catholic sinner is? And this is where he's going with this is the continuation of the message of Jesus, that to he who has much of much will be expected. You know, that's our thing. We've got the fullness of truth in the Catholic faith. You're listening to this program. That means you care. You care about growing closer to the Lord, as compared to somebody who isn't going to be bothered listening to any Catholic radio program. So you're going to be held to a higher standard. We need to accept that. Many sinners in the world have never been baptized, never taught the faith, never received the extra graces and inspirations of God as we have, never had many helps and structures that the church gives us and surrounds us with. Yet, we are temples of the Holy Spirit, temples of an all-pure and all-holy God. We were consecrated to the service of God at our baptism, and we have desecrated that temple by sin. We have committed a sacrilege of sorts. I doubt if there are very many Catholics who have sufficiently considered this truth. Very few Catholics have considered their sins to be more serious than those of non-Catholics. People who have never been taught the faith, nor received the sacraments and their graces. We often read of fearful crimes that strike terror in our hearts, yet never for an instant do we stop to weigh our sins alongside these crimes. Yet perhaps in the sight of God, some of our sins are worse than the many terrible crimes we read about. You know, right? It's a challenging message, no doubt about it, but I want you to think about this today. I'm here to stretch you a little bit, and that's what Father's doing with this reading, to stretch ourselves. We look in the newspaper and on the internet every day, look at people who commit terrible crimes, and we think, wow, what a terrible person. That person did such a horrible thing. But what if they haven't been exposed to the gifts that we have? Maybe a good upbringing, and more importantly, the gift of our Catholic faith and all of the grace that goes along with the sacraments. So then all of a sudden, we look at ourselves and say, wait a minute, I should be a lot better. Yeah, that's the point of this. St. Thomas Aquinas states that a sin is deemed so much the more grievous as the sinner is held to be a more excellent person. Firstly, because a more excellent person, that is, one who excels in knowledge and virtue, can more easily resist sin. Hence our Lord said in Luke 12:47 that the servant who knew the will of his Lord and did it not shall be beaten with many stripes. Secondly, on account of ingratitude, because every good in which a man excels is a gift of God, to whom man is ungrateful when he sins. And in this respect, any excellence, even in temporal goods, aggravates a sin. According to Wisdom 6:7, the mighty shall be mightily tormented, Thirdly, on account of the sinful act being specifically inconsistent with the excellence of the person sinning. For instance, if a prince were to violate justice, whereas he is set up as the guardian of justice, or if a priest were to be a fornicator, whereas he has taken the vow of chastity. Fourthly, on account of the example of scandal, because as Gregory says, sin becomes much more scandalous when the sinner is honored for his position. So something for you and I to consider. Your non-Catholic friends, or maybe your non-practicing Catholic friends, are looking to you. Are you setting a good example by living a virtuous life? Father continues to say, let us also remember that God sees not only what is, but what also could be. Therefore, if some criminal had been given all the graces and helps that I have received, then he might be a much holier person than I presently am. God may also see that if I found myself in the same circumstances as the criminals that I detest, then I might actually be far worse than they are. Ooh. As the saying goes, there but for the grace of God go I. Think of this truth, and while you consider it, forget not to return thanks to the remarkable providence of God that so guarded you from all the evils and temptations which would have been too strong for you. While you are considering what you are in the sight of God, be sure to thank Him for Our Lady, who turned out to be the only created person never to offend Him by the ingratitude of sin. Thank Him for bringing you, by His grace, to this special moment in your life, whereby the spotless and powerful masterpiece of God's will take you under her protection and guidance. And I'm going to leave it there. We have about 3 minutes left in the show. We have to close with our closing prayer. But this is what I want you to think about today. Look at your life. Look at the sins you have committed, and keep in mind what we're doing here is we're trying to better live out our baptismal promises, the main one being to turn away from sin, to reject Satan. Are you doing that? And obviously, if you look at your life, you, like me, are going to realize that you have a lot of work to do. Praise God for that. That's why we're here. We're not here to clean up your entire life today. We are preparing to consecrate our lives to Jesus through Mary. This is preparation. We have not made the total consecration yet, or if you have and you're about to renew it, that renewal will help you. That will bring additional graces. You know, in other words, you look at your life and you say, I've already consecrated myself to Jesus through Mary, but I'm not doing a good job. I'm a sinner. Need to renew it and keep going. We always want to be going forward. We want to be making continual progress. You know, I'll tell you something. I'll be honest with you. Had you looked at your life, suppose you made the consecration 3 years ago for the first time. You look at your life, and we did an exercise like this, you're going to see certain sins. But 3 years later, if you've continued to walk with the Blessed Mother and let her lead you to Jesus, you'll look at your life and see sins that you didn't see 3 years ago. Don't be discouraged. A lot of times we expect a devotion like this, make our total consecration, and expect all the sins to just go away and never sin again. That's not the way it's going to work. It's a gradual process. You'll be working on this for the rest of your life. But the key is you want to keep working on this. You don't want to just relax. So as the meditation today went, look at some of the sins. Look at some of the big sins that you see around you, public sins, the newspaper, the internet, television, radio, and in your life. You're going to see some people who are doing some really bad things. Don't make the mistake of thinking, I am better than them. No, we've got to continue to ask our Blessed Mother to help us to grow closer to our Lord and to live the life that He wants us to live. And that's where we're headed with total consecration. Let's close with Jesus living in Mary. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Jesus living in Mary, come and live in your servant, in the spirit of your holiness, in the fullness of your gifts, in the perfection of your ways, in the truth of your virtues, in the communion of your mysteries, subdue within me the power of flesh and demon, by your Holy Spirit, the glory of God the Father, amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. I gotta run. I'll see you tomorrow.